Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 12, dealing with difficult passages. Thirsty, deal with difficulties scripturally and prayerfully. In Acts chapter 8, it is reported the following story. The diakon, Philip, he's called by God. Go to the road down to Gaza in the desert, where there is no one. He goes. When he is there, a coach comes by, and on it, the minister for finances of Ethiopia. He had traveled to Jerusalem because he's rich. He bought the most expensive scroll, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, very big scroll, many, many meters long, many yards, and now he's on his coach, traveling home, and reading loud. And the Spirit speaks to Philip, come closer. And he does so, then he can hear what the person on the coach is reading. And he is reading in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And then Philip asks, do you understand what you read? How could I? I need someone who explains that to me. Get up. So Philip takes a seat and they go on traveling. Far away from Judah, they go to Egypt and then Ethiopia and so on. So every minute they move farther away from their home country of Philip. But he doesn't care. There is someone who wants to get spiritual food. And Philip explains to him, what does that mean? That there is a lamb? It's a symbol for whom? That's Jesus. He sacrificed himself like a lamb is sacrificed. He paid the price for our sins with his blood. And this plan of salvation is opened, revealed to this minister of finances of Ethiopia. And they come to the point when this minister is filled with knowledge, spiritual knowledge, so much that he understands, I've done wrong, but when I come to Jesus, when I repent, when I confess, when I ask for forgiveness, it will be forgiven, I will experience peace. Yeah, and he gets exactly this. He acts according to his knowledge. And then when they come to water, he asks, is there any hindrance that I am baptized there? And Philip says, if you believe in your heart, why not? Then he is baptized. Goes back to Ethiopia, tells the queen. When he gets there, he's so full of joy, the queen can see it in his face. What happened in Jerusalem? And then he tells, and he reads, he explains the plan of salvation. And many, many people in Ethiopia become Christians. And when the Italian soldiers in 1936 came to Ethiopia, they found Christians, many of them, celebrating the Sabbath day. Because this was the day of rest of the early Christians. Why did this minister for finances gets such a wonderful explanation. He had a desire. He traveled from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. Look at the map. That took him months to go there to and fro. Many, many weeks. And he invested his time because he had heard Jerusalem, the Holy Scriptures, and his desire was fulfilled.